A gunshot rings out on a farm just outside of Normal. Conservation police soon find a female bald eagle lying wounded in a field. The bird receives emergency treatment but cannot rebound. For Mary Jo Adams, an Illinois master naturalist, news of the eagle's death is particularly devastating.
This kind of breaks my heart to see the nest empty right now. And we should be seeing anywhere from 1 to 3 eaglets with their little heads poking up from the nest. So to see it empty, it's just really hard for me.
Adams owns the land in rural Carlock adjacent to the Mackinac River, where the eagle and her various broods had nested for years in the same cottonwood tree. The eagle was one of the first in years to nest in this part of the state.
The nest here was the first active eagle's nest recorded in the area, central Illinois area, which they started building in 2009 and hatched the first chick in 2010. There have been active nests along the Illinois River, and we suspect that some of those young eagles that hatched along the Illinois spread out into this territory.
Adams set up a spotting scope in one of the windows at her house so she could watch over the eagles. When the female gave birth, like a proud parent, Adams photographed milestones in the baby eagles' lives, including their first efforts at flight.
Getting on the edge of the nest and, of course, just flapping their wings. And then as they get a little braver, they'll flap their wings and kind of walk up those big branches. And then eventually they sit perched on some of the other branches that are out in the open. And I think what happens is they just spread out their wings, get a good gust of wind, and off they go.
The newest chicks were just about to hatch when their mother was shot. The mother's male mate tried to care for them single-handedly.
The male tried to do his best, and we observed the male taking up food up to the nest and feeding. We were able to see one eaglet, but things still, I mean, that's a lot of work for a single parent.
There were not one, but actually 2 chicks in need of care. And soon Adams noticed something strange. Another male eagle, not the eaglet's father, would sometimes buzz by the nest.
But this other eagle wasn't really allowed to get close to the nest, so we just assumed it was a strange eagle, which of course it turned out to be.
Then on one of her daily walks to observe the birds, Adams made another sad discovery.
I found the body of a dead eagle that was on the banks of the river, Mackinac River, down here. It was found to be deceased due to what looked like injury sustained in a fight with probably the other eagle, the strange eagle that had been down here.
With the father now dead, it was only a matter of time before the 2 baby eagles died too, probably from exposure and starvation. But there is now some good news. Adams is seeing a new male and female pair circling the same area where the other eagle family used to live.
They come usually in the morning. We think they roost nearby, meaning that they are sleeping back probably in one of the protected valleys, and come up and perch on the top of the trees to warm up in the morning, and then they probably head off and are looking for their meal, either along the river here, or they've been spotted, or eagles have been spotted over at Evergreen Lake. And they're usually back here in the late afternoon, early evening.
Let's walk a little closer to the nest if we're not going to disturb them too much.
Right, we can walk closer to the perching tree if you want. They're more likely to fly down there. There he is.
Oh, that's just a beautiful sight. There he goes. Oh, just a beautiful sight.
Isn't that gorgeous?
They're just gorgeous creatures. I mean, they have that white top, white head, and then when they spread those wings, they're just so graceful. It's almost like watching a ballet dancer.
Oh, they're beautiful. When they soar, too, we'll see them sometimes soaring and doing some circles right overhead this open field. It just makes my heart just sing with joy to see them still here.
On a previous visit to the nest site, Adams apparently interrupted her new neighbor's dinner.
He flew off with the fish he was eating. He had also a branch, small branch, in his talon at the same time. And as he flew over the field, our field, he dropped the stick but kept the fish. So he wasn't a dumb bird at all. And then flew off back to the west tree and I'm assuming finished off his meal up there.
What is it like to walk through here and to be so intimate, so close almost with the wildlife that's here?
I'm out here walking these trails every single day, rain or shine, snow, sleet. And I just like to wander. I guess you could call me a wanderer, explorer. I'd like to see what I find. I usually have my camera, my binoculars, and I'm always finding something interesting.
It's almost as if these creatures become a part of your family, I would imagine.
Oh, they certainly are. The eagles are definitely part of the family. I've documented them with hundreds, if not thousands, of photographs. I created a little album of the very first year and that very first hatched eaglet. And it's been interesting. The young ones come back to visit seemingly every year.
I feel almost as if you're grieving the loss of these friends the way you would a human friend.
Oh, I'm grieving for them. I had nightmares about all of it for about a week. It's something that I feel pretty deeply, and a sense of betrayal too, that someone could fire a gun at a bald eagle. And I just really wish that they could find out who did this, so maybe we could get some answers, because I don't understand it.
Bald eagles with their white heads, yellow beaks, and large wings that can span as long as 7 feet are no longer considered endangered, but they are protected under state and federal law. Killing a bald eagle is a felony punishable by a maximum fine of $250,000 or 2 years in prison. Other civil penalties also apply.
But I'm in the hopes that this new pair that are here are going to use the nest next year. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they've now decided to call this place home. Nobody else is here, so they basically moved in. And that's what they're going to do. That's nature.
Adam says if past experience is any guide, the new set of eagles will stay along the Mackinac River until sometime in September, then fly off to parts unknown, but return again to the same cottonwood tree nest sometime in late February next year to rejoin the otters, beavers, wrens, and other birds and wildlife along the Mackinac. I'm Judy Valente.